This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Black Friday madness. If you want to share your experience, you're certainly welcome to do so. Even if it's later on, maybe you're listening to us via podcast, you can always call us another time. We're live from 7 to 10 at night every single night of the week, even throughout the holidays. And with you in the studio this evening, you've got Ian here.
And Daryl.
We were talking about, just kind of started the conversation in the last hour about Walmart. There are protests, or were protests, going on today at various different Walmarts across the country. And the group, in this case, calls themselves Our Walmart. O-U-R, standing for Organization United for Respect. And apparently Walmart is now the second largest retailer in the world. Daryl, you did the research. Amazon surpassed Walmart this year.
In July of this year. And interesting enough, the Fortune 500 list comes out in June.
Yep.
So they still showed Walmart as the largest. But actually, I did not see Amazon on their list. So they might not include
only brick and
online
mortar.
Only.
Yeah. And in that list, it's revenue, it's not employees.
Right.
So Amazon is highly automated, and that's probably one of the places where they're beating Walmart as far as their costs. I mean, when you run a business, it's payroll is your number one cost, as I understand it, in every business. And so Amazon's mostly robots picking products off of shelves and putting them in boxes, and there's a few humans sort of overseeing it, and that's about it.
Yes.
So anyway, Walmart workers are saying they want salaries to be $15 an hour for full-time employees, more full-time opportunities, more predictable and dependable schedules, an expansion of employee health care coverage, a less hostile environment where employees or when employees speak out about issues at work, a clearer protocol for enforcement of employee policies, a better work standards within Walmart's global operations, and equal treatment for all employees, quote, regardless of gender, identity, race, disability, sexual orientation, or age.
Okay, so before we go through each of these things one by one, or, you know, we don't
We've
necessarily
touched on a few
need to go
already, but yeah.
on all of them, but the one about What was it? A workplace environment where you're allowed to speak your mind, basically.
Yeah, a less hostile environment when employees speak out about issues.
Yeah, so I've had jobs before to where, you know, like I felt things weren't going the way they should have been. Said something to supervisors. Every now and then they would care. When I worked for the airline, after the airline got reorganized, and instead of having 8 regional supervisors, there were now 16.
Whoa, okay.
They made a couple more regions, but then some of the regions had 2 regional supervisors. One of the regional supervisors, it wasn't. One of the regional supervisors came to Myrtle Beach, where I was living at the time. And they were asking different people, so what do you think about the newly reorganized company? And I told the supervisor what I thought about the newly reorganized company, where they had us doing more work with fewer people. I did not get the pay raise that I was anticipating, and it was harder for me to use my flight benefits. And this regional supervisor said, well, just be glad we didn't decide to fire everybody and that you still have a job. About a week and a half later, I put in my notice.
Ah, okay.
So when I wind up feeling disrespected at a job, stick around. I leave.
Some people feel trapped at their jobs, Daryl. Have you ever felt that before?
I have.
Why?
Well, you know, it's one of those things to where it's sort of like, you know, you feel like you're in a rut of, I don't know how to proceed. I want things to be better in some kind of way, but I don't know how to make them better. And
you have no savings, maybe? Because that could be a hard thing, right?
Like, right. They're time to no savings.
You're living paycheck to paycheck.
Paycheck to paycheck. So I can understand being, you know, feeling trapped, but still, like, you know, do you want to take a risk of possibly being able to improve your situation, or do you want to continue being miserable?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of effort being poured into. I think it's an important question to really consider for people working at Walmart or any other low-skilled job where the pay isn't very, very high. You know, it can feel difficult to be in a situation like that, and I wouldn't wish it on anyone, but I don't believe anyone's really ever truly helpless, and I don't really believe that anyone is ever really truly trapped, although circumstances can certainly make it seem that way. There's so much effort being put into protesting here. What if some of the effort and the time put into protesting was actually put into, oh, I don't know, creating other alternatives for you to make money doing something, whatever that might be, you know, maybe starting your own home-based business or, you know, manufacturing some sort of product at home and then selling it on Etsy or something like that. I mean, that's just a shot in the dark, but, you know, all the time
they don't have time to do any of those things because they never know where they're going to be working next, because
I don't believe
Walmart
that.
Just tells them, okay, we need you to come to work in 5 minutes and work until we tell you to leave.
No, it doesn't work like that. I mean,
I know, but that's where they're saying, like, we need reliable schedules.
You get your schedule in advance, a week in advance or whatever.
At least.
That's what you get. And
most of the employees at Walmart know what they're going to work just, you know, indefinitely because they have a set schedule.
You know, one of the problems, I think, is that people aren't entrepreneurial and they're not trained to be. They're not encouraged to be by the government system. They're told that, you know, you're supposed to be this worker and you have to pick a field and then you work at that field until you're retired at age 65. We're working that industry until you're retired at age 65. And then, you know, the rest of your life is good to go. And, of course, it very rarely, you know, pans out for people in exactly that that sort of mystical that way. And so what I think that people should be doing is being more entrepreneurial, but they're trained to be risk averse. And so they want someone to take care of them. They want that paycheck. They want to be able to count on it.
It's comfortable to have a guaranteed paycheck,
except it's not really a guarantee, is it? Because next week you could be fired and then they don't owe you anything at that point. So it does feel comfortable.
People look at it as it's a guarantee. As long as I keep showing up, I'm going to keep getting paid.
It's an illusion of comfort. That's certainly true. But it doesn't really exist because it could all be pulled out from under you in a moment's notice, as the airline representative indicated to you. And the one thing that Walmart has going for it is that there's always people who are going to want to have work. So right now, let's just say the wages are $10 an hour. These employees are demanding $15 an hour. If Walmart wanted to, they could say, oh, well, you guys, you're all fired, and we're hiring for the Christmas season. Who wants a $10 an hour job? And then somebody who's out there who is hungry and they're looking to get any kind of work is going to step up, and they're going to fill that role.
But to some degree, Walmart is sort of now the McDonald's of jobs. And what I mean by that is there are people that they've been out of work for a while.
Yeah.
I'll do anything except for McDonald's or Walmart.
Oh, really? People are putting it on a blacklist, huh? It's
like
not even an option.
Because they hear bad things about it, so I'll do anything but that.
Well, in my opinion, beggars can't be choosers, and you should probably take whatever you can get if you're looking for work. But then again, there's also welfare, which can be a big draw for people. I mean, why work when you can collect a paycheck for not working?
Right.
There's no real incentive.
And that's one of the claims about Walmart, is that people get paid so little that they have to rely on government assistance.
That's actually, did you read this article? Because that's actually the next paragraph.
I did not.
It's
the argument that I hear all the time.
Here it is. It's coming from Our Walmart. That's the protest group here. It stands for Organization United for Respect. Quote, far too many of us have to rely on government assistance for our basic needs. the group added. Walmart should publicly commit to providing wages and benefits that ensure that no associate has to rely on government assistance. So, I wonder what percentage of Walmart employees are collecting welfare. That'd be an interesting breakdown to see. Is it 20%, 50%, 70%? I highly doubt it's the majority of them.
Everybody at Walmart, Ian.
But I don't know. I haven't worked at Walmart ever. I haven't worked in retail in a long time. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Are we out of touch here on Free Talk Live? This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you'll always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There are, of course, the usual requisite Black Friday fights going on today. We talked about some of that earlier tonight. You're welcome to still comment. If you were actually out and about for Black Friday, what did you observe? You're welcome to share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Daryl.
And if you don't want to go out and you don't want to deal with the crowds, and I don't recommend that you bother with that, and if you also want to save big time in your holiday shopping, just go to saveitpurse.com. How about 20% off? Whatever you want to buy from Amazon. How about 30%? It's pretty easy to get anywhere from 20 to 30%. You get up a little higher than 30, it might take a little while longer than otherwise. Like if you go with 20%, you'll get your order placed usually within a couple hours. Sometimes 30%, you can usually get it within a few hours. And 40%, you're getting into the range where it might not happen at all, or it might happen. You never know with saveitpurse.com.
And they even have the instant buy to where generally you can get 5% automatically. Today, because it's Bitcoin Black Friday, you get 10%.
It's incredible. Go to check out saveitpurse.com. When you sign up through that link, saveatpurse.com, Free Talk Live will get a very, very small portion of your future purchases. And, you know, it has to be a very small portion because I can't imagine they're making very much at all over at Purse because, well, the margins are super low. I mean, they're cutting Amazon's prices by 20%. So it's amazing and it works. But don't take my word for it. Try it out for yourself. Save at Purse. Saveatpurse.com. The protests outside of Walmart today demanding $15 an hour. Daryl, you actually found a statement from the Walmart CEO saying that wages are going up at Walmart.
Wages are going up in February of this year. The chief executive, Doug McMillon, said that associates would make at least $9 an hour by April of this year, and associates are slated to earn at least $10 an hour by next February. And he also said that 75% of current management at Walmart began as hourly employees.
And worked their way up the chain.
And worked their way up.
That's not a surprise to me at all. And obviously, there's not, you know, Walmart's not a perfect company. I've got my issues with it. I'm still willing to shop there despite whatever those issues are.
My main issue with Walmart is the fact that they rely in a lot of cases on eminent domain to wind up getting land to build a new store.
They have, I think in the past, and I don't know what their current status is on this, they've had some kind of censorship-oriented policies as well, like when it comes to the music and that they sell or certain books, for instance. So there's that as well about Walmart. But otherwise, I do like a lot about Walmart. I like that they drive prices down through sheer market strength. Like, if you want to get your products on the shelf at Walmart, they'll demand that you have a more efficient production process. Yeah. They'll actually come in and they'll audit your production facility and tell you where you can cut costs to, you know, where you're spending too much to where if you want to make that pair of jeans $9.49 versus $9.99, they can actually help companies figure that out. And I think that's pretty valuable. But I don't think that, you know, employees who are frustrated concerns should necessarily be minimized. But on the other hand, I also understand that Walmart wants to keep their prices as low as possible. And if you have to raise the prices of the people that you're paying, then the prices on the floor are going to have to go up.
Yes.
And the more that you raise, let's just say, the minimum wage all around the country in various different places, you're going to see higher prices. You're going to see either jobs getting cut, you're going to see higher prices, you're going to see a cut in quality. I mean, there's really only a few different ways that a company can deal with a minimum wage increase.
Right.
And pretty much that's how, you know, it will shake out. Or you'll also see not just job cuts, but you'll see automation instead. So like McDonald's. They're testing the automated order counters, the cashiers, the robotic cashiers, basically, the machines where you place your own order.
Good.
You know, it is kind of a good thing, Daryl. I mean, the fast food workers, you've had this happen at Wendy's. They are notorious at the Keene Wendy's for screwing up your order. It got to the point where I believe you stopped going to Wendy's.
Yes.
Because almost every time you would go, they'd botch it up.
Yes. There's actually a gas station chain that's pretty big in Pennsylvania called Sheetz. and you can order food from there. And as long as I've known of this place, they've had the kiosk where you go and you punch in your order, on the little screen. I love it. You don't have to, you know, stand there and wait on somebody that's in front of you, not knowing what they want.
More than one screen, or is it?
They've got multiple.
Okay, so more than one customer can be punching in at the same time. That makes sense. And then it's just whoever gets the order in first, they get in. Then
you don't have to stand behind somebody saying, "I want to wait. No, I don't want that. Oh, could I get the number 5, but instead of the crispy, could it be the grilled?
Sure.
And could you put that on the sourdough bun instead of the regular with the sesame seeds?
No, lady, that's Burger King where you can have it your way. You're in the wrong place. Get out of here. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I'm with you there, Daryl. Especially when you go into a place that you've never been before, at least for me, it can be overwhelming. Like when I look up at the menu and there's all these choices and like, oh my God, you know, what do I get? What do I want? I don't even know. And, you know, people are coming in and you got to let them in line in front of you because I don't know what I want yet. So I've got to figure this out. And a lot of times I'll just ask somebody, you know, what do you recommend? And then I'll just get that just because I don't like to stand there and have to decide things.
Yeah.
But if there's some kind of interactive menu system that shows you all of the options in a more easy to sort of absorb manner.
There's a burger chain that we have here in Keene where you can actually, and it's a national chain, you can actually order your food online and then go pick it up. And I love that.
Who's doing that?
Which Five Guys.
Oh, Five Guys. Okay.
Yeah, you can place the order online, and then you don't even have to, like, go in there to order. You order online, you pay online, you go in and pick up your food.
That's the way to do it. And actually, I think Subway's doing that now, too. I tried that at the Keene Subway.
But the Subway is not as customizable.
Really?
At Five Guys, you can order it without bread. At Subway, you can't do that online.
Mm.
Because they have to, like, ring it up as a salad minus lettuce, and it gets really confusing.
Yep, okay. Well, there you go. Nothing's perfect, but it's still the same idea. You can choose all the different ingredients that you want on there, and it's just a little easier that way. But I can appreciate people who want to have a human interaction. I mean, I understand that, but that's going to go away. If you demand $15 an hour for
your
burger
job, you can
have
the human interaction with your friends that you're sitting there eating your bunless burger with.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I mean, I get it. Like, I don't mind going through the line at a grocery store where there's the human doing the checkout, even though the conversation isn't really anything that's important. It's usually at best about the weather or some other frivolous matter.
Do you have conversations with the checkout person?
Occasionally. It depends. Sometimes no. Sometimes yes. Depends on how I'm feeling at that moment.
Like, the only place that I'll really have a conversation with the checkout person is at, like, a small mom-and-pop sort of place. I don't converse with the people at Walmart.
Yeah, most people don't. I mean, it's usually never more than pleasantries, and that's about it. And what else can you expect from that? So, I mean, you could argue that it's useless and pointless, but I don't know. There's still something about
small talk annoys me.
Yeah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. What do you think about automation and the demands of the Walmart employees? 855-450-FREE, or Skype into the show. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're invited to join us here on Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. We're talking about things related to Black Friday. There's a Walmart protest or multiple protests going on at different Walmart locations today. And they're saying they want all kinds of things from Walmart management, including a boost to $15 an hour. Now, Walmart apparently is planning to increase all employee minimum pay to $10 an hour sometime in 2016.
By February, according to the CEO.
And it was already increased to 9 this year. So they are going up, but that would be a 50% increase going from $10 to $15 an hour. And that would be a pretty big change to how their operations run.
And again, as you mentioned earlier, that's basically an insult to everybody that has spent years getting these pay raises to slowly earn their way up to 15.
Yeah, what do you make? I mean, if you're a Walmart worker, you're probably in management at $15 an hour.
Probably.
So then you'd be bringing up all the regular hourly workers up to some of the manager's levels.
Right.
Would be my guess. Maybe you work at Walmart and you can give us your analysis here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let me go on with this piece here. This is some of the statements from the folks who are protesting to group calling themselves Our Walmart, stands for Organization United for Respect. They say part of treating employees with respect means curbing employee intimidation, especially when a grievance is aired or when employees attempt to organize. The group said, quote, associates who assert their freedom of association frequently face retribution from the company. Walmart should allow associates to freely join Our Walmart without fear of negative company action. Now, I know that Walmart has opposed unionization in the past
right,
of their employees.
I'm opposed the way unionization currently works. I am vastly opposed to it. Because,
why?
For the most part, it's not freedom of association to where only those employees that want to unionize are in the union. If enough people say we want to unionize, it forces every employee at the location to join the union.
That's a huge problem.
So it's not freedom of association, it's freedom to force people to associate.
Yeah, it's just coercion. And then, you know, you've got all the union laws that the government forces down on companies. And it's just, if unions were operating in a free market, that'd be one thing.
Right.
But they're not. They've been looking to government for a long time for benefits. There's another detail here from the story at RT.com. Some Walmart employees took their fight for 15, as they call it, fight for $15 an hour, to the home of Walmart heiress Alice Walton's condo in New York City.
New York City?
Yeah, they're protesting in that case, apparently, Walmart food drives. And I guess there's a news story from a couple of years ago, from last year and another one prior to that, in 2013, where a Walmart manager in Midwest City, Oklahoma, started a food donation campaign for her coworkers. Apparently, that resulted in Alice Walton getting an unexpected gift with a strong message from some other Walmart employees. According to Consumerist, a massive food donation bin was chained outside of Walton's Park Avenue condo in Manhattan. The message on the side of the bin read, quote, Walmart owner Alice Walton, colon, we don't want charity. We want decent pay. Love Walmart workers. So, wait a minute. I thought that a lot of the Walmart workers were on government assistance. Wouldn't getting charity from their coworkers be a way to help them? I mean, if being on government assistance is a way to take care of the basic needs of life, and that's one of the purported claims,
right?
Then wouldn't getting that donation from other people, not the government, help with that? Why would somebody turn their nose up? Why would someone turn their nose up at a donation? If they're hurting, if they really do need assistance, they're so needy that they've turned to the government for assistance, why would they turn their nose up at their fellow employees providing for them?
Was it the people that were offered the assistance that got upset?
That's
or was
a good
it
point.
Another employee that got upset that somebody's trying to help our coworkers?
Yeah, and that's a good point.
It Walmart actually responded to the thing about the food drive, and CNBC has the story from November of last year where Walmart spokeswoman Kayla Whaling quickly responded to the criticism, saying that the drive was planned by one of the store's employees who was collecting food for two coworkers who were on a leave of absence and unable to work.
Mm.
So you had people that were out for some reason, don't know if it was health or medical or some family emergency, but a couple people that were out of work. So somebody said, hey, we got a couple of coworkers that are out of work. Let's do something nice and give
really
them
nice.
Food.
I guess it's sort of caught on from what I understand. That's something that started in that one store, but then the idea spread to other places. The Walmart employees, according to ABC News, this is from last year, the average starting wage for Walmart sales associates was $8.81 per hour. So that's risen to
$9. $9 an hour as of April of this year, according to the CEO.
Which translates to an annual pay of about $15,576 based on 34 hours of full-time work per week. Walmart, the nation's largest employer with more than 1.3 million workers. That's the population of New Hampshire.
Yes.
Walmart has employees, the population of New Hampshire, said its average pay for part-time and full-time workers is excluding managers. excluding managers, $11.83 an hour, according to ABC.
Walmart, I don't think managers get paid hourly, which would be why they exclude them.
So, you know, I thought I saw more in here about this bins. I don't know where I saw people holding these no bins signs or whatever from.
Yeah, you said that somebody was holding a sign that said we need 15, not bins or
something. Yeah, something like that. I can't find those pictures now. I don't know which article it was on. I got a little mixed up here. But, you know, if people want to collect food for the Walmart employees, I guess the message there is that the employees are so underpaid that they can't even afford their own food. That's kind of the suggestion.
The worker here that started this first one that apparently got somebody's panties in a wad, the worker, Dawn Sulaitis, who has worked at Walmart for 19 years, said she first asked for permission to hold the food drive when she found out that two families would be down to one income over the holidays. She says it just really comes down to wanting to lend somebody a helping hand.
She's worked there for 19 years. I mean, if somebody can stay at such a terrible job for 19 years, That suggests that they're doing okay, right? Like that they're feeding themselves, okay? Because if you're not able to feed yourself, then you're probably not going to want to continue working for Walmart.
And this article from CNBC, again, from last year, says Walmart came under similar criticism the year prior, meaning 2013, when an employee held a food drive for one coworker who lost their home in a fire.
Mm.
And another who stopped receiving child support from her ex-husband. So these are the people that they're holding food drives for, people that are out of work due to some, you know, circumstance beyond their control, somebody who lost their house in a fire, and someone who stopped receiving child support.
So what you're saying is they're not just being done generally for the Walmart workers. They're being done specifically for specific Walmart workers who are under unusually hard times.
Yes.
Interesting.
At least that's the news that I'm seeing.
Yeah. Maybe you've got some insights that you want to add to the discussion. You can join us here. The remaining moments of Free Talk Live, we do have time for you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's an interesting piece over at the Washington Post. It's actually from last year. It's an editorial piece. Black Friday brawl videos are how rich people shame the poor, saying, stop gawking. 855-450-3733. We'll get into that. Ian and Daryl here on Free Talk Live. It's Black Friday edition. We're live.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF NSF-53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeFig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeFig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeFig.com. LeCig.com. Kick some ash with LeFig.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The live Black Friday edition here with Ian.
And Daryl.
And Daryl's website, fpp.cc, where you can get 5% and 10% off of products.
Correct? Yes. And if you use code BTC, you get an extra 20% on orders over $20.
All right. All right. That's a good time to get some books then, because that's what you've got available right there over at fpp.cc.
I believe it's 37 books total.
You kind of mix in the classics that are like beyond copyright with new ones that are unique to your own publishing company.
Yes.
So check it out, fpp.cc. You know, this whole thing to change Walmart, all this effort being put in, who knows how much money. I mean, I don't know how many people in total are protesting all around the country, this fight for 15, these people spending all manner of time
every
and
every couple of months there's protest outside of a McDonald's where McDonald's workers are supposedly walking off of their shifts. And then, you know, they're also fighting for 15, and now the Walmart people every turkey gobble day.
You know, it reminds me of people who are trying to protest the government. You know, they'll go out and they'll hold a protest in Washington, D.C. We're going to million moms or million men or million whoever. We're going to go to Washington, D.C. and hold signs, and we're going to spend hundreds of dollars on gas and hotel rooms and, you know, whatever it takes to get there, right? Because there's money involved in getting to Washington, D.C. and then staying there for any decent amount of time. We're going to spend all this money traveling to go and yell and chant and hold signs in the hopes that the government is going to do something for us. The government's going to do what we want it to.
No more chanting.
But, you know, changing Walmart isn't going to be as hard as changing the government, but it's close, right? Like it's the same kind of immobile structure that is humongous and, in this case, global, unlike the U.S.
It's going to be pretty difficult to change the way Walmart functions.
Right. And so what is this really about? I mean, do these people really believe that they're going to have enough of an impact where Walmart CEO wakes up tomorrow morning and says, you know what? There have been enough protesters out today. I finally have been persuaded on this. This is it. I decree that now our and the board of directors is on board, and we are going to up the minimum wage at Walmart to $15 an hour.
I don't think they want just the CEO of Walmart to say $15. I honestly think that they want government agents to mandate everybody makes $15 an hour.
I'm sure that that's what some of them would want, but that's not the focus of the protest in this case. They just want Walmart to increase the wages. But it just, you know, it's like tilting at windmills, I guess, maybe. You know, there's not really much of a point to this. I don't know how much money's behind these organizations, these unions or whatever, but I'm sure they're not poorly funded. They seem to be relatively good at getting attention and, you know, press coverage and all that. So there's probably some money behind it. And I realize it's, I don't want to be flip when I suggest that, you know, why don't you compete? If it's so easy to just pay people $15 an hour, why don't you try it and see how it works? Go ahead, open up a business where you sit, you sell whatever products or service, and you have from day one the intention of paying people $15 an hour.
You
see how it works out.
You know what image popped into my mind as you were saying, why don't you do it? The video of the guy
Gunnersville?
Why don't you walk to Gunnersville?
Which video is that for people that don't know?
I'll drive. See who gets there first. You got a Mercedes-Benz. There's the video. If you go
to YouTube,
it's
called Strutting.
Strutting that ass.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. But it was this old drunk guy that was really upset, and there was somebody doing a remote broadcast or filming on location something, and the reporter just decided to ask him, so what's got you so upset today?
That's
and so
great.
He filmed it. And then like 15, 20 years later, somebody somehow got a hold of it and did an auto-tune of it. And it's hilarious.
I highly recommend it. It's one of the funniest videos I've seen on the internet. It has nothing whatsoever to do with the minimum wage.
It doesn't, but just the way you said, why don't you do it?
Yeah.
Reminded me of him.
Why don't you start your own Walmart or, you know, some competitor to Walmart and, you know, do it on a local business style thing where you're offering similar products and you can pay your employees $15 an hour and see if you can make it work. Maybe somebody out there has actually done that. I doubt it. Because, you know, it takes a lot to compete at that level.
It takes money to make money.
Yep, that's true.
And also, I think that a lot of the people, and I'm purely speculating here, but I see a lot of connection between the Occupy Wall Street movement where they were saying, we need $20 an hour and this and that and the other thing and free stuff. I see a lot of similarities between that and this fight for 15 to where if you do go suggest to these people, well, start your own business. I can't do that because capitalism keeps me from doing it. And
well, usually it's the government that will stop them.
Right, but what they mean by capitalism is the cronyism thing that we have where it's the highly regulated economy where the means of production are privately held.
Where Walmart gets a favor from the government, whereas the little guy gets screwed. These folks who, if they were entrepreneurial, can't even start their own business. Because I was talking earlier about how a lot of these people that are working at the retail jobs are not entrepreneurs.
Right.
But even if they did have it in their head to become an entrepreneur and start their own business, they would then find that it would be either impossible or near to impossible to actually traverse whatever arbitrary government regulatory hoops are put in their way to prevent them from either, look, sorry, you live in this city, you can't open a home-based business. That happens. Or you just can't do it. Or, okay, yeah, you can open your home-based business, but it can't be in these areas. You can't cook in your own home for other people and charge for it. So, you know, maybe whatever it is that they love to do, whether it's braiding hair, haircuts, nail polishing,
you can't braid hair without a beautician's license, yeah. Even though at beauty school we don't teach you how to braid hair.
Yeah. So there's just so many reasons why people who are poor are kept down. And ultimately, it's not Walmart that I don't think should be receiving the blame for keeping poor people down.
Right.
It's the government that is keeping poor people down by, one, taking the idea of taking a risk in life, taking the idea of entrepreneurship away from people, not even introducing it to them when they're going to government school. You know, you don't learn anything about how to handle money in government school. I remember when I was in government school, and I went to the gifted school, they only taught us about checks, how to write a check. That's what we were taught about as far as money is concerned.
I don't know if I learned necessarily how to write a check.
Yeah, which is almost useless
but
today.
I do remember in home ec having to create a household budget.
We didn't have home ec at the gifted school, so I've never had the experience of being in a home ec class.
I made the best purple berry muffins that the teacher has ever had.
Hmm.
And I say purple berry because they were supposed to be blueberry muffins, but I misread the instructions.
Are
right, but I misread the instructions and stuff was in the beater, whatchamacallit, and it said, stir in blueberries. And so I threw the blueberries in with the thing that was beating the dough.
Isn't it just a beater?
I think it's got a different name, like a blender.
Beater blade?
Maybe. I don't know, but whatever it was, I threw the blueberries in that and it beat them up and...
Turned it purple.
Turned the dough purple. You were supposed to stir the blueberries in by hand after removing it from the beater thing. But teacher said they were the best purple berry muffins.
So I don't think we're going to have time to get into this story here about the shaming of the poor. That's what our argument is at the Washington Post. Luke O'Neill posting a year ago, basically suggesting that this is like the Hunger Games, the people that are coming in and they're fighting over the products on the store shelves and on store pallets, that this is the Hunger Games, that it's the poor people that are fighting it out, and the rich people are sitting back and laughing about it.
That reminds me, I need to check the showtimes for Mockingjay Part 2.
Did you watch the third film in the series?
I've seen the first three. I have not yet seen the final one.
Yeah, they did come out with that. I've enjoyed the series. I saw the first two, so I do need to catch up to the one. I wanted to watch the part one of part one and two before I watched part two. That way I didn't have to wait a year. So I waited a year.
Okay,
to watch.
Yeah, I watched part one last year in a theater.
So anyway, more Black Friday. You're welcome to join us tomorrow about that same topic. It doesn't have to end here tonight. I think we've covered a lot of important stuff, especially the Walmart protests that are going on. Look, it's hard to be in a position like that to get low pay, but yelling and chanting and spending your time and effort trying to persuade these people to run their business differently, I just don't think it's going to work.
Nor do I.
I just don't think it's going to work. Spend that time figuring out how you can bring value to the marketplace, and so you can work outside of the system, off the books, and
Fiverr.
Make some extra money.
Go to Fiverr.
Yeah, I've heard good things about Fiverr. Or sell drugs or something. Or Vice. Vice is good. See you tomorrow.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.